Weird things for sale online. I read a lot of articles about strange things, but I saw one today about something I have never seen before, and it was using photos to back up what it was talking about. In the old days, I would have given more weight to photos than I do today. Anyway, it had to do with archaeology. It stated archaeologists in Eastern Africa claimed they had found skeletons which looked human except for two differences. The skeletons had heads which had horns. Not tiny horns, but substantial ones. They were calling the skeleton an animal, but it clearly looked human. It was dated at about 20 million years old. The skeleton was said to be 3 meters long, which would make it about 9 feet 10 inches tall. While the author of the article is not called them any type of ancient human, the skulls clearly look human. There is a lot of strange things talked about over the internet. If you are interested in weird, it is easily found. I am wondering, now that we are using all sorts of artificial intelligence, things will get even weirder. When we discovered the world of quantum physics, where many things don't act the expected way we are all used to, this may not be the end of the weirdness. There could be other fields of science yet to be discovered. I can't help but think if we figure out a way to learn more about other dimensions, that might be really mind-blowing. I think I will start with some of the strange things for sale. One of the first things I have to mention is the sale of human skulls. Yes, you can actually buy a human skull. Unless it is being used for some type of medical research, this sounds really sick to me. It makes me wonder how many Satan worshippers there are out there. The same place which sells the skulls sells all types of other bones. Sometimes the objects being sold are laughable, even though their backstory is weird. eBay has a seller on it of rubber ducks. The backstory is they are haunted and have the power to possess children. I guess P.T. Barnum was right, and I think you know what I mean. Some of the craziest things are out there for sale. I saw one which was really funny. Some people like to wear mittens when their hands are cold. There is a problem with mittens, however. The problem must be you can't flip people the bird. This has been corrected with flip-in mittens, where you have a knitted pop-out finger which comes from the middle. That really solves a problem which has been worrying the world. Did you ever get hungry and were somewhere there was no food available? This problem has been solved, but only for women. They can now buy a handbag made out of noodles. It has a convenient shoulder strap. There is one caveat, and it is I don't know if the noodles have been cooked. How would you like to startle your guests? This is easily arranged with the following purchase. It is an iPhone charging cable which looks like an umbilical cord. It can be yours for only $6,000. Do you like shredded pork? A lot of people do. Do you like Wolverine? A lot of people also like him. Now you can combine the two when preparing your next meal. You just have to buy the Wolverine meat shredder claws. Be a superhero at your next dinner. If you get a little hungry and are looking for something different which you can pop out of a can and eat right away, I have just the thing for you. How about a nice canned edible zebra tarantula? It's not too expensive for being so rare. You can get a can for under $25. Did you ever feel you wanted to stand out from the crowd? I have just the thing for you, but it should be raining before it is used. It is the world famous, fashionable, umbrella hat. Give those tired arms a rest from having to hold traditional umbrellas. I saw a couple of people wearing these at a flea market years ago, and believe me, they stand out. One thing someone tried to sell was said to be a jar. Not an ordinary jar, but one which was said to contain a ghost. The bid went up over $55,000, it was said, but the bidder decided he didn't want to pay and reneged. One should never mess with the spiritual. There is one place which seems to be selling something very ordinary, but there is a catch. They are not selling it in an ordinary way. They are selling books. When one wants a book, they are usually looking for a particular title. This seller wants none of that and will sell you books by the foot. The last price I saw was old books $60 a foot, other books $25 a foot. Some people are saying they can sell anything online, even their old garbage. I tend to believe them. I saw a story about one girl who looks to be in her early 20s. She is claiming she sells enough to pay her rent every month. I wondered what she was selling and read she was selling the dirt from her vacuum cleaner, used tissues and other disgusting used objects. She was pretty and maybe some men thought this might be a way to meet her, otherwise I cannot think for the life of me why anyone would buy this stuff. I would have thought this would be illegal, but one person listed they would sell their presidential vote for $25,000. Are you tired of having to clean your floors all the time? You can either just let them get dirty, or wear a pair of floor cleaning slippers. Comfort is not guaranteed, however. They seem to be composed of many tiny spikes made from a soft material. You might be trading cleanliness for a bad back. It seems if one can think of almost any weird thing, they can find it for sale somewhere online. As incredible as it sounds, you might have to go to an auction and actually bid on the item. I have to say, maybe quantum physics is not so weird, after seeing what some people actually buy.